Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. We're having our 16th annual Legends Luncheon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's back this year. Juliette Wilson is our founder and president of Facet Services Incorporated. She also has her master's of science degree in industrial engineering. So yay for that. We also have Joyce Palmer. She's our managing partner, CEO of JP Financial Group and member at large, and works on the mighty, mighty task force for Facet Services Incorporated. Good morning.
Good morning, Francine. Much for having us back in the studio. We are just so excited about the upcoming 16th annual Legends Luncheon. It's just hard to believe it's been 16 years. I guess when you're having fun, this time just goes by.
Right?
Exactly. Yes.
We are going to show out. And how are we going to show out?
We're going to live our best life, and we're going to slay all day.
All day.
If folks aren't familiar with Facet Services Incorporated, this organization is a nonprofit, so we can donate. And we're having our luncheon on March the 25th, 12 noon. It'll be held at the Wells Fargo Atrium.
17 years ago, God blessed me with a new home. And after that, I saw a program on homelessness that moved me to tears. And that still small voice kept on saying to me, what are you going to do about it? So that led me to reach out to the Salvation Army Center of Hope. And they said the greatest need for homeless women was to be able to provide them with support when they're ready to transition. What they shared was that many women lose everything when they become homeless. They basically go to the shelter or the transitional home with the clothes on their back and a couple other items. And so when women are ready to leave the shelter or the transition home, many of them don't have any items. So a Legends Luncheon was birthed 16 years ago to be able to equip women in transition with those pots and pans and towels and sheets and gift cards so they can buy their own items. So that's what this event is all about.
And then Joyce, the money part and everything else in between, you help us budget when we're in that transition period, because we're thinking, oh, I don't have any money. I'll never have any money.
Exactly. And one of the things that Facet does is we do workshops for the ladies while they're in the shelters or in the centers. And one of the workshops that's gotten the most reviews and the ladies really, really appreciate is we do one on budgeting and managing your money and making sure that you're doing the fundamental things to save and prepare yourself so that when you do transition out, you're financially strong. And the ladies absolutely love that workshop.
You don't judge us when things go south.
Right. One of the reasons why I love Facet and what we do is that these ladies, when you experience time with them, they're just like anybody else, literally. They want to have success, they work, they have goals and dreams, but something happened. And that could happen to any one of us. Unfortunately, a lot of us could be one paycheck away from being in that situation. So it's very encouraging to be able to work with the ladies and actually see that their gratitude and they appreciate it, because they realize that you could be in that same situation, any one of us.
My first year going to one of the Facet Legends Luncheons is that these women, like you said, Juliette, they walk away with items for their home.
This year, our goal is to provide at least $1,000 to the 5 transitioning women. We have sponsors that make that possible. We have several levels of sponsorships, actually. It goes from bronze, which starts at $25, all the way to legend, that goes up to $1,000. So we do welcome the support of the community. Basically, what we do with the sponsorships is that we purchase gift cards to Target and Walmart. And then the ladies can use these gift cards to purchase some of those essential items to assist them as they start their new journey.
And this year, what are we adding to the Facet Legends Luncheon?
So this year is going to be a special treat. We always have some form of entertainment, but this year we are so excited to have a fashion show led and moderated by the great Francine Marie. Theme this year is living your best life, slay all day. So as we go about living our best life, we need to take care of the temple, the body. We need to look at our best. You can actually shop at your local Goodwill. So this past weekend, we had a ball at the Goodwill on South Boulevard, where the great Francine led some of our models in selecting pieces that they were modeled on the fashion show. So we are so excited, and just come and join in on the fun.
I don't know about you, Juliet, but I know Joyce is definitely a shoe woman. She builds her outfits around shoes.
Where... That's right. Start with the shoes and work my way up.
I do the outfit and the accessories and then the shoes.
You could tell when we were shopping, it was like, this is literally a shopping spree.
Exactly.
And not only do we have the Legends Luncheon, let's talk about all the things you do during the year.
So we started out with the Legends Luncheon. And after doing that for 7 years, I realized there was something greater than doing just an annual luncheon. And so today we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization that educates, equips, and empowers homeless women in transition. On the educate piece, as Joyce alluded to, we have a variety of workshops. Some of those include financial literacy, interviewing skills, resume writing, wellness. And then we have our equip pillar. The Legends Luncheon falls underneath that. We also have transition kits that we provide. We have a toiletry kit where our target audience is the Salvation Army Center of Hope. We also have a school supply kit that we supply to kids in the August timeframe to get them ready for school. And we also have a clean house and a rest well and a kitchen kit that assists or provides essential items as women seek to rebuild themselves. Also under EQIP, we provide miscellaneous support. We have received requests for rent support. We also have received requests for bus passes and Uber passes and things like that. So those things fall under our EQIP. And finally, we have our Empower pillar. Under that pillar, we have our vision board part that you alluded to. It's something we are very excited about in the January timeframe as people think about, what are we going to do for the new year? What are my dreams, my goals, my desires, my passion? And so we basically lead the ladies through a goal setting exercise. And then they actually portray their goals in the vision board and they carry that with them. They can look at it and it can be a source of inspiration. Finally, in our Empower pillar, we have a mentorship program that we recently stood up. We find that as we have our workshops and as we engage with the ladies, that many of them don't have a support system. So the goal of our mentorship program is to be able to provide 12 months of support upon transition. There are two interactions that take place. One is a one-on-one where they actually meet together, and then the other is an informal interaction where it can be an email or a Facebook chat or that type of thing. So we are very excited about our mission to educate, equip, and empower homeless women in transition in the Charlotte area.
Every city needs a FACET services. Like every city needs one, right?
Exactly. Exactly. What we do is just a drop in the bucket. We wish we could do more, but we feel like what we're doing is really critical and we're working to grow and expand as an organization. And I saw Joyce would say that she needs volunteers to assist with the task force and the work that we do. We need the eyes, the hands, the ears, and so forth to help us execute the mission of FACET.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Joyce, you need some volunteers for the fashion show or during the year?
We do. We need volunteers all year. The Mighty Mighty Task Force, if it wasn't for the task force, ladies that volunteer their talents, their support, and their skills, we would not be able to do the things we do. So yes, if you feel that you have a compelling reason to help, then we want you to be on the task force. This is the Mighty Mighty Task Force.
Not just the task force, y'all. It's
mighty. No, not just task force. Mighty Mighty Task Force.
Oh, is Danae's Broom coming back this year?
Danae Broom, anchor at WSOC TV, will be our MC once again this year. She has so much drive and passion and so forth, and she's been a great supporter of FASA, so we're excited to have her back as the MC for this year's luncheon.
She's so pretty and so nice.
Yeah, she is. Was really touched by the mission of FACET last year. And she said she would be upset if we didn't invite her back to serve as the MC. So we are so excited to have Danae Broom navigate us through the luncheon as we seek to live our best lives and slay all day.
And Nettie Reeves is...
Nettie is our legend. And I just want to personally, amazing. She's the fitness queen of Charlotte. So Nettie is coming as being honored as a legend for the Legends Luncheon, and you're in for a treat because she's amazing. We also have a fantastic, awesome, amazing speaker this year. Mm-hmm. You know who that could be, Francis?
That'd be me. We are going to get our strut on. Because women, we reach this point in our lives sometimes where we get wrapped up with the kids, we get wrapped up with the spouse, we get wrapped up with work, we get wrapped up with everything except ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then we were always taught, well, that's selfish. No, honey, that's self-care. So ladies, get your lashes on, put your fashion on. You're going to be in a good mood once you come in the room. I mean, Wells Fargo Atrium.
Beautiful.
When we're there, the light shines down on us so that can help us shine even brighter. So we want everyone to bring a smile, wear your best, whatever makes you feel like you are able to slay, just wear that. And Francine, we want to also point people to our website. If you are interested in attending the luncheon or being a sponsor, please go to the Legends Luncheon page at www.facetinc.org. That's www.facetinc.org. We would love to have you.
We can get our tickets there. Now, the tickets aren't going to be astronomical. They're going to be reasonable.
The tickets are only $25. Now, where can you go to have a nice luncheon with your sisters, to see fashions and just have food, fun, fellowship, and also to celebrate someone else? You know, lots of times as women, we don't celebrate others. And that's something we need to do more of. And this gives you the opportunity to come down and celebrate five awesome women who are striving to transition out of homelessness. Your presence there actually will mean so much to them to have an army, a group of women who are supporting them in their transition.
Don't you find out that these days more women are coming together?
And that's one of the beautiful things about this event. This is probably going to be my 14th attending the Legends Luncheon, and every year it gets better. But guys, you are in for an amazing treat. It's inspiring. There's never a dry eye because everybody has an emotional moment. But then you get excited. And this year we are looking forward to looking at some fabulous fashion. So if you haven't got your ticket, you better hurry up and get it. It's going to be an awesome, amazing event.
And it is tax deductible. So if you make a donation, you know, you buy your ticket for $25, you want to give $100 at the event, do it.
Yep.
$100 would actually allow someone to be recognized as a gold sponsor. So I mentioned that we are seeking sponsorships, individuals as well as business sponsors. So if you are willing to sponsor, please once again go to www.facetinc.org. There are various levels of sponsorships. And as sponsors, you will be listed in the program. So your business information will be listed as well. So this is also a way for you to come down and support homeless women transition, to join in the afternoon of fun, food, and fellowship. And also, if you have a business, to highlight your business.
Win-win.
Exactly.
Go right now. It's Facet, FACETINC.org, FacetINC.org. I want to thank our guests today. Any last words for our amazing Joyce Palmer or Juliet Wilson?
Well, first of all, Francine, I would like to thank you for being such a great supporter of Facet. You always do whatever you can, whether it's to promote us, whether it's to be there, to offer support and encouragement, and you do it year after year. So thank you so much for having us in your studio again. Thank you for your continued love and support. And thank you for all that you do to lift women in the community.
Ditto that.
Ditto that. We need to have a Legends Luncheon for y'all. One day we're going to surprise you in the program going, you're being celebrated today.
You and you and you and you, like Oprah. That's
right. Well, everybody's going to go home with an amazing attitude because we're having our 16th annual Legends Luncheon. It's going to be at Wells Fargo Atrium. You can go right now to facetinc.org, get your tickets. If you want to just give a little more so you can be in the program, that's some good marketing. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.